You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
They are nicking our shit. They totally are.
The Wire.
As part of the government's COVID-19 response package, a $1 million fund is now available for groups and organisations that support women. The government says that they recognise the impact COVID-19 has had on women and girls, as well as the groups that work to assist them. Minister for Women, Gillian Ginter, spoke to our news director, Jemima Houston, about the fund, who can apply for it, and why it is so important for gender equality in Aotearoa New Zealand. Jemima began by asking the minister to explain what the fund entails.
This is a $1 million contestable fund that any NGO, organization, women's center can apply to for funding in order to run programs or support women and girls out there in the community.
So who is the fund targeted at? I know obviously women and girls, but in more sort of a specific sense.
Well, many women's centres, for example, offer counselling, they offer support for victims of domestic and sexual violence, or things like parenting classes for solo mums. All of these types of initiatives can really help women and girls, particularly those women who are facing, you know, extra challenges. And those organisations at this time of COVID-19 have reduced access to volunteers, possibly reduced philanthropic funding, like the lottery is a place where some of these sorts of groups get their funding. So the government is stepping in with this contestable fund to help plug the gap, because women are even more likely to need those services now, given the economic fallout of the pandemic.
What does it mean that it's a contestable fund?
Organizations put in an application, and you know, we'll see how many organizations and how much funding is needed. But basically, it's there for them to apply for and potentially win funding. And if it's massively oversubscribed and we have lots of really great applications, then we can always go back and apply for additional funding in the next round of the COVID-19 response.
There clearly has been a need for this fund. That's why it's there. What has the government seen that has, out of COVID-19, that has affected women in a negative way, or in a way that would require groups and organisations that support women to need funding?
Well, we already had issues related to gender equality. So we have a massive pay gap. The vast majority of solo parents are women. We have, women are much more likely to be victims of domestic and sexual violence. So there's many ways in our society that things are already unjust and women need additional help to even have a fair shot. And in COVID-19, women were much more likely to be frontline workers. They're also more likely to lose their jobs. Industries that have been most affected, hospitality and tourism, employ more women than men. And of course, during the lockdown, there are particular challenges for women living in households where they might be subjected to violence. So basically, we want to make sure that we're getting support out there to those community organizations that are already established, that are offering support to women and girls. And we want to make sure that they're able to make it through COVID-19 and continue providing those support services to their community.
So what is the application process like? What requirements must groups meet to be able to be supported by this fund?
All of the information on applications can be found at the Ministry for Women website. That's women.govt.nz. The fund is open for applications now, and the first round will close on Monday the 15th of June, but there will be another round as well. So if people need immediate funding, there's about $250,000 available in this financial year that we would expect to see allocated by the 30th of June, and then the other $750,000 will be allocated for the next financial year.
Why is it important to have funding specifically for women? I know obviously this is unprecedented times with COVID-19, but why is it important to always have funding for women?
As I said before, women face a whole lot of challenges still. This government is committed to achieving gender equality, and that's not just about women and men. We also need to realize that Māori and Pasifika women face even greater challenges than Pākehā women. So I would particularly encourage organizations that support Wahine Māori or refugee women, Pasifika women, to make applications to this fund. We want to live in a country where everyone has good access to live a good life. And we need to support those women and those groups who are facing additional barriers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.